ο συνθέτης της εβδομάδας, John Williams, 1932. Παραγωγή παρουσίαση Σταμάτης Αθανάσουλας, ηχογράφηση και μοντάζ Γιώργος Κωστόπουλος. Αναφερθήκαμε χθες στις συνθετικές τάσεις του John Williams, αναφέροντας ανάμεσά τους τον ρομαντισμό, τον υπρεσιονισμό, τον νεοκλασικισμό και την ατονική μουσική, παραλείποντας κάτι που και ποιος δεν το έχει σκεφτεί ακούγοντας τη μουσική του Star Wars, για παράδειγμα. Όπου βεβαίως υπάρχει και η άποψη ότι είναι επηρεασμένο σε μεγάλο βαθμό από τον Βάγνερ, Βαλκυρίες δηλαδή, κλπ. Ή και από τους πλανήτες του Γκούσταβ Χόλστ. Μεταξύ μας σίγουρα ήταν. Ο ίδιος προσπαθώντας να υποβαθμίσει κάτι τέτοιο, και εδώ που τα λέμε ντροπή είναι, υποστήριζε. Ο κόσμος λέει ότι ακούει τον Βάγνερ μέσα στο Star Wars και μπορώ μόνο να σκεφτώ ότι δεν είναι επειδή τον έβαλα ο ίδιος εκεί. Φυσικά ξέρω ότι ο Βάγνερ είχε μεγάλη επιρροή σε κινηματογραφικούς συνθέτες, τους πρώτους κυρίως, και ίσως δεν μπορείς να ξεφύγεις εύκολα από αυτό. Κολύμπησα κι εγώ σε αυτό το μεγάλο ποτάμι, βλέπετε. Κάτι που δεν είπαμε καθόλου ως τώρα είναι για την προσωπική του ζωή και θα πούμε τα ακόλουθα ελάχιστα. Ο John Williams ήταν παντρεμένος με την ηθοποιό Barbara Ruick από το 1956 μέχρι το θάνατό της από εγκεφαλική αιμορραγία το 1974, με την οποία απέκτησαν 3 παιδιά, την Jennifer, τον Joseph και τον Mark. Το 1980 ο Williams παντρεύτηκε για δεύτερη φορά την Samantha Winslow, μια επαγγελματία φωτογράφο. Μετά από αυτά τα ολίγα για την προσωπική του ζωή, κλείνοντας σήμερα το αφιερωμά μας στη ζωή και το έργο του και ίσως και λόγω των γιορτινών ημερών, θα ήθελα να σας παρουσιάσω τη μουσική του από ένα musical, το μόνο που συνέθεσε, το 1975, το Thomas and the King, ο Θωμάς και ο Βασιλιάς. Λίγο πριν κερδίσει το Όσκαρ καλύτερης μουσικής με τα Σαγόνια του Καρχαρία, ο John Williams έγραψε αυτό το ένα και μοναδικό του σκηνικό musical, βασισμένο στη ζωή του Thomas Beckett, σε στίχους James Herbert από ένα βιβλίο του Edward Anholt που βασιζόταν στην ιστορία του Thomas Beckett και του Ερίκου του Δευτέρου και διαδραματίζεται στην Αγγλία του 12ου αιώνα. Πρώτο παρουσιάστηκε στο Her Majesty Theatre του Λονδίνου στις 16 Οκτωβρίου του 1975 με κακές, είναι η αλήθεια, κριτικές, μη καταφέρνοντας να φτάσει εν τέλει στο Broadway. Το έργο, όπως είπαμε, μπορεί να μην γνώρισε κάποια επιτυχία, αλλά είμαι βέβαιος πως θα περάσουμε πολύ όμορφα για περίπου 50 λεπτά ακούγοντάς το σήμερα. Ήταν γραμμένο σε δύο πράξεις. Η πρώτη ξεκινά με μια πομπή προσκυνήματος με επικεφαλής την Βασίλισσα Ελεονόρα της Ακουιτανίας στο δρόμο της προς το Κατέρμπουρι, όπου μέσα σε μια δασική περιοχή ο βασιλιάς Ερίκος κυνηγούσε αγρότες. Ο Ερίκος προσπαθεί να ενθαρρύνει τον φίλο του, τον Thomas Beckett, να έρθει κοντά του, τραγουδώντας του το δεύτερο τραγούδι του έργου, «Look around you», «Κοίτα γύρω σου». Εν συνεχεία ο Thomas θα συναντήσει την Jenny, μια αγρότησα που θέλει να ζήσει μια πλούσια ζωή, παρόλο που αυτό σημαίνει ότι θα δοθεί στον Ερίκο. Εκφράζοντας τις αμφιβολίες της, μόνη της, τραγουδά «Am I beautiful?» «Είμαι όμορφη?» τρίτο τραγούδι του έργου. Ο Thomas προειδοποιεί τον Ερίκο ότι η Τζέννη είναι ένα πολύ έξυπνο κορίτσι για εκείνον, αλλά αυτό δεν τον αποθαρρύνει, βασιλιάς είναι εξάλλου. Ο Thomas τον επιπλήττει για την αδικία που διαπράττει και του λέει ότι είναι ευθύνη του βασιλιά να αφήσει τον κόσμο σε ένα καλύτερο μέρος. Ο Ερίκος προτιμά να τον θυμούνται ως «man of love», ως άνθρωπο της αγάπης, τέταρτο τραγούδι και πάει λέγοντας. Θα παρέμβει ο αρχιεπίσκοπος του Κατέμπουρι, που αμφισβητεί την αδυναμία του Thomas να αλλάξει τη συμπεριφορά του Ερίκου, κάτι που οδηγεί τον Thomas και τον Ερίκο σε μια συζήτηση ως προς την αληθινή φύση της αγάπης, στο τραγούδι «The Question», το ερώτημα. Για να μην πολυλογώ, μετά από πολλές ίντριγες που περιλαμβάνουν τη Βασίλισσα, τον Αρχιεπίσκοπο του Κατέρμπουρι, τον Ερίκο, τον Thomas και την ίδια την Τζέννη, όπου τα πάντα αποδίδονται μέσω των τραγουδιών, θα πάμε προς το τέλος της πρώτης πράξης, όπου ο Ερίκος έχει κάνει αρχικά τον Thomas λόρδο καγκελάριο, προσπαθώντας να μικρύνει το χάσμα μεταξύ εκκλησίας και κράτους. Η Βασίλισσα Ελεονόρα, εντωμεταξύ, ζηλιάρα καθώς είναι, ραδιουργεί και προξενεί πόλεμο κατά της Γαλλίας. Ο Ερίκος ιτάται και ο αρχιεπίσκοπος σκοτώνεται. Μετά τον θάνατο του αρχιεπισκόπου, για να κερδίσει ξανά τη δημοτικότητά του στο λαό της Αγγλίας, ο Ερίκος κάνει νέο αρχιεπίσκοπο τον Thomas, λέγοντάς του να μιλήσει στον λαό για εκείνον, το βασιλιά δηλαδή. Ο Thomas όμως του λέει ότι θα μιλήσει για τον Θεό, τραγουδώντας το τραγούδι «Το ερώτημα», με το οποίο κλείνει η πρώτη πράξη, την οποία και ακούμε. Τραγουδούν οι James Smile, Louis Fiander, Caroline Villiers, Dials Hamlet, Michael Sams, Richard Day Lewis και Tom Safery. Την ορχήστρα και τη χοροδία της συγκεκριμένης ηχογράφησης, που δεν αναγράφεται στο CD δυστυχώς, διευθύνει ο Ian McPherson. Η ενορχήστρωση είναι του ιδίου του Williams και του Herbert Spencer.
Some girls here, I'm sure of it.
I feared you weren't in the mood for ceremony today, my
Look,
lord.
My God, it's the forest primeval, Thomas. Oh, step out, my beauty, step out!
Look around you, sun. Look above you, sky. High above you, stars. Beautiful as bumblebees buzzing in the hive. That's exactly how I feel. Beautiful as a rainbow. Beautiful as a shimmering sunset, beautiful just to be alive. Look around you, sun. Look above you, sky. High above you, stars. All the world is beautiful, like a springtime day. That's exactly how I feel. Scary as a kitten.
What is life for?
Fun.
What is life for?
Games.
What's the meaning?
Love.
Beautiful as honeybees buzzing in their hive. That's exactly how they feel. Beautiful as a rainbow. Beautiful as a shimmering sunset. Beautiful just to be alive. Be alive.
Am I beautiful? Am I weaving? roaring gently by. Snowflakes listening, comets glistening, fall upon the eye. Sheer illusions of the mind, or am I blind? Tell me truly, if love should come to me, would I keep on wondering, am I beautiful?
For deeds I've done, I'd rather much by far follow my guiding star and be remembered as a man of wit, a man of warmth, a man of love. Be done with pains and irksome toil and strife. Throw off the chains and taste the fruits of life. That's my philosophy. Go down in history and be remembered as a king who ruled with velvet glove, a man of love. To be too priggish all the time, to have a conscience, that's a crime, and not to have a go at Cupid. Stupid! Forgo the wine asinine. To be too pious is a sin. A man of reason would give in and cease to sit about and wallow in wrong or right. He'd fall on his appetite. Thomas, we must not tarry, Thomas. There are so very many pleasures that must be tasted. Thomas has not a moment to be wasted. A king must face responsibility, must guide the ship of state through stormy seas, must be a daring man, a tender, caring man, a finely fashioned, deep impassioned man, a man of love. An intellectual hesitates, a man of action never waits, for when the iron is hot, you forge it, you strike it. Try it, Thomas, you might even like it. So why be fearful when love is waiting? Why not when every beast is mating? Look there, right in the bushes. Damn it, I find it so invigorating. Why should a king live by a set of rules? Not every history book is writ by fools. They'll write of you and me
In poem and eulogy, they'll speak of Becket as a gentle dove, and Henry as a man of love.
Thomas!
Love, love the question. Love, love the question.
Love, love perverse domain.
Love, love a puzzle. Love, love a paradox.
Sweet, cruel, and quite insane.
Insufferable joy.
Agreeable pain.
Wearing many masks of innocence.
Covering a face of vanity.
Passion of the poor and common man, essentially a bore.
Foolish as a child's philosophy,
logically a sheer monstrosity.
Very like a king's pomposity,
rotten to the core.
There are, my lord, an infinitude of reasons why one should avoid this painful emotion.
Ah, but your vows, my priestly friend, have somewhat limited your experience.
Love, bold and lusty.
Old, dry and dusty.
Gay blades grown rusty from love.
Sweet turned to sour by whole kingdoms devoured by
young maids deflowered by love.
Unbearable love. How terrible love.
Such you sing us with lovely promises.
Lacking even sense or sanity.
Poetry of pure inanity, breaking all the rules.
Posing as a mad merry feast, sparing neither fish, hog, nor beast.
Turning every last living thing, every priest, every king, into asses and fools.
Even the wariest can be seduced by this odd affliction. Dear Lord, love, love, I ask thee, love, love the question. Why, I covet thee much.
Loathe, yet require thee.
Dread, yet desire thee.
Crave, yet cringe at thy touch.
Love, I implore thee, pass me, ignore me, set not this spirit on fire.
Love, reject me, Lord God, protect me,
leave me devoid of desire.
Deliver me from desire, deliver me from human love, O Lord.
Love, imperfect, instruct me in your love.
Look at me, purple rose. Who am I? Heaven alone knows. Look at me, what a sight. Could it be he's right?
Very, very easy for a man to say. Not so very easy when you have to struggle day by day. Struggle in an ugly, selfish, meaningless, malicious world. Make your way within a petty, venomous, and vicious world.
Do I know for sure, what am I searching for? Is it just for tonight? dare I hope for more? Am I weaving dreams?
Weaving dreams indeed you are. You should leave.
Turning somersaults.
Turning into something else, something false.
Tell me, what would you?
Must you really ask again? You're not naive.
Would you have me do?
Must I say it once again? Leave.
Could I do? Should I do? Can I do what I'm about to? Why should I even ask? Choices are so few. Women have so few. Know what I must do.
So much vice,
so much sin.
Where on earth do we begin?
This bloody kingdom has been going to the dogs. Just look around and you will see precisely what I mean. We are surrounded by a dirty pack of hogs. I'm in a rage, I'm in a spin. Is it the age we're living in?
Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Change this kingdom right away. We can change it, rearrange it. Not tomorrow, but today. Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Change this kingdom right away. We can change it, rearrange it. Not tomorrow, but today.
We must teach them what's what to do,
and what not. It isn't nice to place a thumb in a screw. In point of fact, it's really rather hideous. For can't you see it makes the thumb turn blue?
Before the blood begins to spurt, tell me now,
how
does it hurt?
Oh, we shall do it, we shall do it. Change this kingdom right away. We shall do it, shall pursue it. Not tomorrow, but today.
Stable government.
Quite right. Disorder and barbarity must cease. I must decree an age of civility. Tranquility, prosperity, and peace.
Royal justice.
Exactly. No more robbing of the poor until they're blind.
A legal system.
Like what?
Trial by jury.
That's the very point I had in mind.
Your reputation throughout the nation can be historic, euphoric, meteoric. An age unparalleled. Just imagine it. The age of Henry Plantagenet.
There's such an awful lot of doing to be done, and also very little time in which to do it all.
And to those who say we've only just begun, we answer this:
we shall not fail.
We shall persist.
We shall prevail.
Oh, we shall do it. We shall do it. Banners flying, flags unfurled. We shall do it. We shall do it.
Play.
Nothing to it.
We shall do it!
Improbable as spray, incredible as rains that fall. How altogether strange for me to suddenly be here with you at all. Miraculous as May, unlikely as the grass that sprouts, as doubtful as a falling star, yet here you are dispelling all my doubts, staging little miracles.
making foolish dreams come true, turning every sky of gray into a tapestry of blue. Utterly absurd, yet utterly sublime. How fortunate that you and I should occupy this world, this place, this time. Wouldn't it be wise of me to think of you as fantasy, beautiful and brief, far beyond belief, improbable as spring? Into that lovely face, and all at once this weary world of ours becomes the most enchanting place. Wouldn't it be wise of me to think of this as fantasy, beautiful and brief, far beyond belief, improbable.
I must use my resources.
Resources?
Power! Pull the strings. Make them dance. Dance, make them dance. Make them spin about the room, pirouetting to our tune till we drive them mad. I'll taunt and I'll tease, do precisely as I please, till they're down upon their knees, till they beg for mercy. Stage a lovely party. Little puppets dancing, pretty little playthings gaily prancing, whirling ever faster, headed for disaster, moving as directed by their master.
I fail to comprehend the plan, Mom.
Of course not, Folliot. You're a man. We must drive them apart. We must lunge for the heart. It's the feministic art of manipulation. Hate, make them hate, I can make them separate. I'm the queen, I am great, I've the power to make them stagger and to stumble, teeter, tumble, tumble. Watch me as I make their whole world crumble. Isn't it amusing? Like a bed of roses, lovely when you lead them by their noses. Fire, lead, fuel, fan the flames. No time for silly games. Now it's now or never. We must do whatever must be done. Women can outsmart each and every man. No force is greater than. If we stick together, we can recreate a reconstructed, renovated, elevated, emancipated woman. Calculated to annoy, and it never, ever fails, never fails. Here is all that it entails. It is based upon the principle of human weakness. People may detest it, there is no denying. When they say they loathe it, they are lying. People so adore it, even though they fear it. Nonetheless, they stand right up and cheer it.
patience, Foliot, patience. Our toy, my greatest ploy, I shall destroy the king. Beckett, the whore.
How, ma'am?
How? War!
To choose a humble path, not ask where it may lead. Have faith, although to some that may seem odd. To simply learn to be a humble man, a simple man, a man of God. Lord, Lord, I ask thee, Lord, Lord, the question, speak, speak, and make me aware. Where lies the answer? Where lies the answer? Where? Yet, though I fear thee, when thou art near me, my will no longer endures. Crush me! Caress me, take me, possess me, Lord God, I am yours. Batter me with love, shatter me with love, ravish me with love.
Ήταν η πρώτη πράξη από το musical Thomas and the King, ο Θωμάς και ο Βασιλιάς του 1975 του John Williams, συνθέτη της εβδομάδας που σιγά σιγά φτάνει στο τέλος της. Η δεύτερη πράξη ξεκινά με το τραγούδι Consecration, καθαγιασμός του Thomas ως αρχιεπισκόπου του Κατέμπρι, αλλά η Ελεονόρα σχεδιάζει να τον παραπέμψει σε δίκη για προηγούμενα παραπτώματά του. Για να μην μακρηγορώ, μιας και βρισκόμαστε σε μια συγκεκριμένη διάθεση ακούγοντας το έργο τόση ώρα, πολλές πλεκτάνες θα εξυφανθούν, κυρίως από την Ελεονόρα, και ενώ ο Ερίκος έχει ερωτευτεί εντωμεταξύ την Τζένι, και στο τέλος του έργου ο Τόμας, μετά από απουσία του, επιστρέφει στην Αγγλία και συμφωνεί να υπακούει τον Ερίκο σε νομικά ζητήματα, αλλά όχι σε θέματα της Εκκλησίας. Ο Ερίκος δεν μπορεί να συμβιβαστεί και ενώ ο Τόμας γονατίζει να προσευχηθεί, τον δολοφονεί. Κατόπιν εορτής ανακαλύπτει ότι ο Τόμας με το θάνατό του πέτυχε το ζητούμενο μαρτύριο και από τη θλίψη του ορκίζεται να πραγματοποιήσει το όνειρό του για την Αγγλία, τραγουδώντας το τελευταίο θαυμάσιο τραγούδι «So many other worlds», «Τόσοι άλλοι κόσμοι». Ο συνήθως δηλαδή κάποιοι άνθρωποι καταστρέφονται, πληγώνονται ή χάνουν και την ίδια τους τη ζωή, αλλά στο τέλος υπάρχει ένα όφελος για την πατρίδα. Πράγμα παρήγορο δηλαδή. Άρα, God save the king. Ο Θεός να σώσει το βασιλιά και όλα καλά. Ακούμε και αυτήν τη δεύτερη πράξη.
Thank you.
'Tis love resolves all the questions, frees the mind from spinning round and round. 'Tis love explains all the mysteries that puzzle, confuse and confound. Provides all the answers, deflects the heart from sadness. 'Tis love I found. 'Tis love I found. Resolves all the questions,
provides all the answers,
and turns the heart to gladness,
and frees the burdened mind,
and frees the burdened mind.
'Tis love, 'tis love,
'tis love,
'tis love,
the world must
thinks himself a man of destiny. In truth, this irritating priest is nothing but a pest to me. His flattery is merely fraud. He calls himself a man of God. The terrifying thing I fear, these only blackguard is sincere.
Oh, nothing at all makes my skin start to crawl like sincerity. Snaky and coyly, obsequious, oily sincerity.
His piety is but a pose, his modesty is but a trick. Do you suppose the man's a saint?
Oh no, I'm feeling faint, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, nothing at all turns my liver to gall like sincerity. One vice I detest more than all of the rest is sincerity.
This Englishman's become a curse, his hand in every royal purse.
He's guilty of the finest immorality, carnality, and even worse.
Blasphemy, heresy.
The priest would love to lure us with his sweetly scented strategy. Oh, surely he must know that you and I invented flattery.
I knew his tricky little game. I knew precisely how to cope.
What is his foul and wicked aim?
Don't be an ass, you wish it to be Pope.
Oh, why won't he leave us alone here in beautiful Italy? Leave all that cunning, contriving, conniving to you and me.
This English that we must repel.
We'll ring his Canterbury bell. Do what we can to stop this man before he makes our Vatican a holy hell. We shall outdefeat him,
circumnavigate him,
we shall decimate him,
excommunicate him,
we shall beat him at his little game
with sincerity.
Molto, molto bene, molto, molto bene.
Bravissimo!
I ask you, Lord, as one Englishman to another, is this your idea of a joke? Or could you be testing me? If that's it, it's time the two of us sat down and had a chat. For if you're testing me, You'll have to do a better job of it than that. Oh, I'll grant your joke has amused me. Nonetheless, you baffled, befuddled, confused me. In this puzzling world you designed, what did you have in mind? When you made the land, when you made the sea, when you made the creatures of this earth, including me, when you drew your final master plan, why did you make such a mess of man? When you made the lion, when you made the dove, when you made the passions of this earth, including love, when you fashioned man and set him free, why did you make such a damnable mess of me? For I can't see the rhyme or the reason. Could it be your joke or me out of joint? Perhaps I've lost my sense of humor. Perhaps I've missed the point. Question: is a hungry child a test? Is a world gone wild a test? When you give the weary no rest, is that also a test? When the devil sings his song, when a righteous man goes wrong, when the human heart despairs of doing what is best, need I have bothered to ask? A test? Are you on my side, or are you on his? For the most important question always was and is, why the devil you chose to drive us apart? Would you care to reply? Only you know the answer to this, not I. But if you're testing me, if, dear Lord, you'd like to know exactly where I stand, then I shall answer you thus, dear Lord. In plain and simple words you'll understand, I shall bow to your will inscrutable, unknowable, mysterious, irrefutable. Give me a test I cannot shun. My answer is this: thy will alone, thy will not mine, thy will divine, be done.
It seems to me that one might very easily turn back the pages of the past, forgetting who's at fault, not asking who's to blame, re-sing the songs, replay the game, turn time around, and this time take another chance, and this time risk a second chance. No more rights or wrongs, different but the same. Re-sing the songs, replay the game, rebuild our lives, design a world without its sadness and its sorrow, and make our lives a reconstructed universe of soft and sweet tomorrows. It seems to me at least a possibility that we could rediscover time, dress it up in love, float it on a cloud where it belongs. Re-sing the song.
My God, what a fool I was not to see it. The answer was here, all locked up inside, till you showed the way to free it. No this way or that, no wherefore or whether. We said we shall do it we said, pursue it we must, together. Is this path we've chosen truly right for us? Will it reunite us? Who can tell? Is it endless day or endless night for us? Do I hear the tolling of a bell? Questions and questions never answered. Questions and questions I keep asking. Will it lead to heaven or to hell?
A new way to turn, a whole new direction, a new way of being, new way of seeing things in a new complexion.
Oh, this way or that, no wherefore or whether. We said we shall do it we must, pursue it we must, together.
A new way to turn, a whole new direction, a new way of being, new way of seeing things in a new complexion. A new start, a new chance to renew it.
By God, this time
we shall do.
Nothing's changed.
Let it.
No.
Let it.
No. To be remembered as a... To be remembered not for...
Because of Beckett, you have lost. Because of Beckett, you have lost. Because of Beckett, you have lost your kingdom.
Oh.
Lost your power.
No. Liars! Liars!
Going to the dogs.
say. You are impotent.
Beckett.
Impotent.
Beckett.
Impotent.
Beckett. Beckett.
Yes, impotent.
Beckett. 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 Beckett.
Beckett.
Beckett.
Thomas.
Beckett. Beckett.
Beckett.
Beckett.
Beckett.
Beckett.
Beckett.
Beckett.
Will no one rip me off? Will no one rip me of this turbulent, truculent, arrogant?
Reality must stake their claim. For Thomas, the issue is ultimately decided by love, God, and man. Man could, if he other worlds, so many bright and shining worlds lying just within his reach. If only he could find the way to see, there would be so many other worlds, undreamed of possibilities. Visions waiting to be born, waiting to be dreamed. A world of beauty there, upspringing everywhere. World we must pursue. Together we shall build a new, completely new and better world some way. A new unfettered world somehow. Our time to make a start is here and now. I shall build your better world, Thomas. I promise, I vow. It's not beyond our grasp, not beyond our reach. So close, right there. We'll have it if we dare conceive another world, undreamed of possibilities, completely new and better world some way, a new unfettered world somehow, a time to make a start is here.
Ακούσαμε το musical του 1975 του John Williams, Thomas and the King, ο Θωμάς και ο Βασιλιάς. Ερμήνευσαν οι James Smile, Louis Fiander, Caroline Villiers, Dyles Hamlet, Michael Sams, Richard Day-Lewis και Tom Safery. Ο Ian McPherson στο πόντιουμ, από στουντιακή ηχογράφηση και κάποια επαγγελματική ορχήστρα και χοροδία απέναντί του που δεν αναφέρεται δυστυχώς στο CD, τους συνόδευσαν. Κάπου εδώ το αφιερωμά μας στη ζωή και κυρίως στο συνθετικό έργο του John Williams έφτασε στο τέλος του. Σας ευχαριστούμε που μας παρακολουθήσατε. Από το Σταμάτια Θανάσουλα στην παραγωγή και παρουσίαση και τον Γιώργο Κωστόπουλο στην ηχογράφηση και το μοντάζ, καλό Σαββατοκύριακο. Χρόνια πολλά σε όλους και καλή χρονιά που ο Σονούπο πλησιάζει. Γεια σας.